around.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
All right, kids. Hey, it's Exquisite Corpse Radio. It seems a bit loud. On CITR 101.9 Vancouver. And I think Darren and I are going to have to get together sometime, not on a Thursday, and just yak, because we tend to get into it a bit much while I'm in the studio. And I don't think it's good for us.
Yeah.
Well, it might be good for us. It's just not good for radio, maybe. I don't know. So tonight I am I'm going to start you off with somebody who's a friend of mine. He's I work with him. He's been on vacation a couple weeks now. He should be back in another couple, I think. And I figure, why not just do him some justice here and play a bit more of his CD. It's Plucked. It goes by Plucked. And CD is, he had out kind of recently was Spun Around. So we're going to be playing some of that for you tonight.
Hi there. How do you do? Why are you staring at me like that? I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Why are you staring at me like that? I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning? Or, why, did you bolt it? Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor. Why are you staring at me like that? I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning? Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor. I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning? Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor. Why are you doing that? I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning? Why are you doing that? I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on
crooked? We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
I guess all of you have your favorite Munster story, but I thought you might like to hear mine.
Like the man that speaks with pork tongue. Like the man that speaks with pork tongue.
Fine. Fine.
Like the man that speaks with pork tongue.
Fine. Why are you saying that? Why are you staring at me like that?
Why are you saying that?
Good night.
Oh, good night.
So, good night.
Radio, man, huh?
night.
Good night.
Yeah, but...
Good night.
Good night.
So this
good night.
Is radio.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, the sounds of Tortoise from the newest album from Tortoise, Beacons of Ancestorship. The song is called Northern Something, not Nothing Southern. Northern Something from Tortoise. It's the new one on Thrill Jockey Records. We're going to be moving you into some Coil now at Exquisite Corpse. Enjoy. This is Coil, Are You Shivering? On Exquisite Corpse Radio.
With filaments as fine as a spider's web. pour through your mouth. They pour through your mouth. A river of silver. A river of flowers. I lie down and shiver. Of this vital fluid, we'll be right back.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
OYO Festival is a Vancouver-based cultural exposé focused on bringing together over 100 musicians, comedians, and artists from across North America. The four-day OYO Festival goes from August 13th to 16th, 2009, and will feature over 20 events, including concerts, comedy shows, and art openings. Go to www.oyofestival.com, that's OLIOfestival.com, for more details and check out the amazingly diverse lineup. All access OYO Festival passes are available online at www.oyofestival.com or Zulu Scratch, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records.
Hey kids, yeah, Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR with you tonight. Mr. DJ Bleak, thanks for dropping by and checking us out again. Phantogram in there, Running from the Cops, my favorite track of this month and last month, I think. Right along with Blank Dogs and I don't know, whatever from them. I'm really into Blank Dogs. We'll be hearing from them later on. Stay tuned. We heard Coil in there with Are You Shivering? From England's Hidden Reverse. Various artist thing. Tortoise did Northern Something. We started the show today with five tracks from Plucked from the Spun Around album. First one was called Discrimination Against a Person of Green Skin. And then we heard They Get Those Funny Looks. We heard Forked Tongue. What is on the radio? And the DJ says goodnight, all from Plucked. Starting us off. And here we are at 2 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're going to be hearing a track from David Christian now. It's a compilation of artists doing a tribute to Robert Moog, Mr. Synthesizer Guy, the Moog, and a lot of different artists doing things, David Christian being the Canadian notable. Also on there is Black Spider Clan, who is a Beta Evers. I don't know if she's on there as Beta Evers or Black Spider Clan. I don't remember. Maybe I have to look that up. Anyway, for now, David Christian and tribute to Robert Moog. The track is called Trimmin' 29.
Snow falling. You're out of time. What do I call you?
Dusty.
Dusty?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that.
Dusty Wright. Hi, welcome to the Culture Catch. Joining me today is the legendary Les Paul. Not only a writer, but an inventor, songwriter, producer, maestro, rencontier. Les, in your early days, the electric guitar, what was the impetus for that creation, your guitar specifically?
Well, I guess the basic answer would be is that the guitar was an apologetic, timid instrument, and we wanted to make it something that was a pit bull. We wanted to make it so that it had a lot of authority and would no longer be the last guy you'd hire in the band, and make him more important. And to do that by making him electric, open the door to making all the different sounds that you can make today with the guitar. Well, that's what I wanted to do and did.
So obviously you had your own workstation at home, and you would play around with the pickups, the magnetics. Had anyone really been working with pickups in your mind to the extent that you really got into it?
I don't think there was anybody. There were several of them. There was Nat Daniels who made a guitar, down electro guitar, and I met him on Canal Street down about 1940.
Right.
And he seemed to know what he was doing, but there were very few in the early days that really knew what the pickup was all about and what it should do and how you should do it. And gradually there became more involved, and I don't know that too many know too much about it yet.
Well,
hasn't changed much, has it?
Well, it hasn't, nor have the pickups, and everyone seems, as a guitar player myself, everyone seems to really value the older guitars with the older pickups. They always say that the pickups sound better, the woods were better, just the whole all around
it's love. It's basically the same. Really, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I get a 59, or, well, this happens to be a 71 I got in my hands, but it doesn't matter. Whatever guitar I pick up, it sounds the same.
Well, that's because you know how to play it.
It's the player.
Right. On the mix for your rock record, your new rock record?
Partially, yeah. Partially.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was very, very much so. It was fun just hearing my friends play their own individual thing. Right. They had a choice of doing anything they wished. And so they could pick their own songs, they could direct their own group, pick their own people to work with, and play it the way they wished to play it. And time will tell if there's anything there that proves to be a winner. But at the same time, it was a privilege to hear each individual say what he had to say.
Right.
So Jeff Beck got up there and says, well, here's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So this is his one chance. He may not want to do that on his own record.
Right.
Because he's got a company that says, well, here's how we believe. Right? And they believe entirely different. They think that considering what he did last, what he did here, what he did there, who's against him on the charts, all the things that they have to analyze and say, no, here's the song you should do. Okay? And they may be 100% right, they may be 100% wrong. In this particular case, this isn't the reason for the record. The reason for the record is they can say, Les, here's what I'd like to play for you, and then they go play it.
That's beautiful.
So it may not be at all what Edgar Winter wants on in his album.
Right.
Okay, but he always wanted to play that song. Now he's got a chance to do it, so he does it.
Did you pick up anything from any of the players you played with?
I pick up something from everybody.
Yeah.
When they come up on the stage here, there isn't a person that I don't learn from.
Right.
Whether it's right or wrong, I learn something, what not to do or what to do. And I think that's terribly important. But the most important thing is that you have a chance to see what the people in the audience think. And I can see it like they see it, because I'm not playing, they're playing. They're up there performing, and I get a chance to judge along with the people. So I can become one of them. And that's an important part. Only wouldn't it be great if us pros could be a layman and hear it the way they hear it, because they're the ones that make it a hit. They're our jury.
Right.
Okay. So right. When I make a record, when I get serious and make a record, and I'm producing that record, I don't produce that record to educate the public. I'm there to please the public and give them what they wish to hear.
That's fantastic, Les. Well, I think it's time to wrap up, and I need to get this room ready, and you've got a couple of shows tonight. You've been listening to and watching Les Paul on The Culture Catch with Dusty Wright. And Les, if we could get you to say you've been watching Dusty Wright's Culture Catch.
To Richard.
You've been watching Dusty what?
Dusty Wright.
Dusty Wright.
Wright's Culture Catch.
Well, you just said it.
We're going to do a separate one just as a little teaser.
Dusty Wright, what is it?
Culture Catch.
Culture Test.
Catch.
Catch.
Like catching the baseball.
Culture Catch. I don't recommend these earphones. These hearing aids. Don't go to Home Depot to get them, and you'll be okay.
Oh, poor Dusty Wright.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, my. Dusty Wright interviewing Les Paul, dead today at 94 years old. A little interview with him there that I just got offline. Thought it was important. You're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Talk about some of the shows that are coming up this weekend in particular. I'm gonna have to cough though. My goodness. And let's see, tomorrow night, Mint Records Night at the Olio Festival features the Choir Practice. I believe it says the Wit Sundays. Wit Sundays? The Kellarissa and Apollo Ghosts. And I should announce, this is the drinking game. Every week, whatever I can't pronounce, stumble over, or just have trouble with, you take a drink during our events calendar. And that's all happening at the Anza Club, Olio Festival, presented by Olio Festival CITR 101.9. Makeout videotape at Astoria Hotel tomorrow night as well. SNFU at the Cobalt, Captain Dust, Smurf. Surf Messiahs. I got kind of dyslexic there. And Valerie and the Mutineers at Fairview Pub. Take a couple drinks. Los Furios and Nana Pancha at Grandview Legion Hall. Kidnap Kids, Nihilist Party, and Half Chinese and Payday Millionaire at Lug's Coffee Lounge. Those are tomorrow night. You get the Warp Tour going on tomorrow with NoFX. Alex is on fire. What is this? 303? Less Than Jake, Under Oath, Bad Religion, Devil Wears Prada, Gross Misconduct. And check more info at the link here. So you can, I suggest you go to livevan.com. For information on shows. I wanted to get to what's happening in just a short while. Much shorter than I even expected here. Now, a lot of the bands and things going on at Bumbershoot on Labor Day weekend. That's first week in September. Some of the music that you will be able to witness there. There's just so many. Kim Field and the Mighty Titans of Tone. Katy Perry will be there. Past Lives, Sick Puppies, Low vs. Diamond, Akimbo, Carrie Rodriguez, Gang Gang Dance, of course, Os Mutantes, Old 97s, Aha Her, Telekinesis, Hey Marseille, Cold War Kids, Maximo Park, The Honey Brothers, Parenthetical Girls, United States of Electronica, Swollen Members, Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women, Sleepy Eyes of Death, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Holy F, Star Star K, you figure that out. I gotta call her. Should we put her on? Assuming. Hello, caller. Oh, just a minute here. Caller?
Yes?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Most excellent.
I knew it was you.
Did you know it was me?
I just knew. I'm giving them the Bumbershoot rundown here.
Oh, man. Well, if they want to go down, they better find a cheap hotel quick, because there's not much to be found.
That's true. I also have DJ Spooky and that Subliminal Kid on the same night and time as the Helio Sequence, which is a real bummer for me.
Oh, damn, I hate it when that happens.
I'm hoping to catch Helio Sequence at one of the secret KEXP stage things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then catch DJ Spooky later on.
Hey, now, and everybody needs to know about the air-conditioned and fabulous KEXP secret stage.
Yeah. It was like 3 years ago, I guess, now that I... They had a skill test of
which
questions
of
that you answered. Which, of course, I answered. We were supposed to answer like three or something, and I just kept going, of course, being an indie geek. Anyway, so what did you call about, caller?
Well, I just called to say hi because, I'm your wife, and I didn't get to see you all day today.
Oh. Mystery solved.
Well, you're welcome. How are things going for the Olympics? Any new agreements?
Oh, no, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Haven't you?
There's actually good news from the Olympics.
Oh, well, but can I tell you my bad egregious news?
Is there something?
There is bad egregious news.
Is it backed up with something?
It is that our fabulous provincial government is providing a lot of manpower to the Olympics. for free.
Well, that's because the Olympics is a non-profit organization.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's all about sports and shit and stuff.
Well, and the spirit.
And the spirit of
competition and brotherhood.
Picked.
And it's not at all about, you know, things like nationalism and the mighty dollar. No.
No, but hey, we should let people know we're having people stay at our house during the Olympics who are indeed Olympicophiles.
Oh, well.
And, you know, they're nice people. And we're not charging them anything, so don't accuse us of gouging. But, gouge away all you rest of your people. With
aren't we suckers, though, huh?
Well, I know, but you know what?
We're not going to make money off the deal. Everyone's going to make money off of us.
Well, they're not going to make any money off of us, sweetie, because we have no tickets. And we'll be
Well, I know, but as taxpayers, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? As I say to all of my friends across the country, this is everybody's games. That $1 billion that they're spending on security, half of that is federal money. So, you know, we all get to share in the excitement of paying for the Olympics.
Well, anyway, should I get to the more positive Olympic announcements here?
Oh, well, sure.
Because I do have some.
You little sunshine, you.
Yeah, I know. Well, that is me, yes.
Anyway, well, I'll let you get to your Olympic announcements, and I'm thrilled to have been on the air with you, DJ Bleak, husband of mine.
Well, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, no trouble. And let's just imagine the goodness we can have sorbet when you get home.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent.
No, Les Paul died today.
Who did?
Les Paul.
Oh, he was like a guitar guy or something.
That's right, the electric guitar inventor.
Inventor of
the main inventor. Yeah, he died, so I played an interview. Oh my.
Was he elderly?
Not really, he was only 94. So.
Well, hell.
Yeah, kind of sudden.
Anyway. You know, and why is it that the, you know, good people like the inventor of the electric guitar dies, but people like Dick Cheney remain alive?
Hey, I don't know you. Let's just make that clear.
You don't know me?
No, I have no connection to you. Unsolicited remarks, which I do not...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do not...
And the reason that I think that Dick Cheney should die is because he should go to some sort of fabulous eternal reward. That's...
Yeah, which, of course, is waiting for him in the wild blue yonder, or the hereafter, the my blue heaven. What is it?
Yes, something like that.
All right, so let's get to some Olympic news
here. All right, see you later, DJ Bleak.
All right, thank you very much, caller.
Okay, see you later.
Bye. All right, kids, it's Olympic news. So I see good news this time. 2010 Olympic Homestay Program to help Vancouver's homeless. By Jeff Lee of CanWest News Service, August 11th, 2009. Two Vancouver charities that help the homeless will be the beneficiaries of a unique program to match visitors to the Vancouver 2010 Olympics with homestay accommodation in what is being called an Olympic First. Covenant House and Street to Home Foundation will share revenues with homeowners with a conscience who want to rent out beds, rooms, or even houses to games time visitors. On Wednesday, the founders of the web-based accommodation matching service will kick off their plan to try and raise thousands of dollars for the two charities by capitalizing on the strong demand for visitor accommodation during the games. The nonprofit project has the support and backing of the Vancouver Organizing Committee, although the group isn't using any of the Olympic marks or logos. Well, where will we see them then? Where? Says, we're a collective of people who are very concerned about creating a social opportunity to benefit from the Olympics, said Tracy Axelson, the project manager for Home for the Games. Quote, we want 1,000 people to do this, and the benefits will go to helping the homeless. The idea was the brainchild of Charles Montgomery and several others who gathered up several corporate sponsorships and $150,000 in-kind donations. Their idea calls for people who want to rent out the rooms for the games to list their facilities on the website homeforthegames.com. Volunteers will vet each listing to make sure the rooms actually exist and meet minimum safety standards, Axelson said. When a person books accommodation, they have to leave with the society a down payment of half the amount. The portion is then given to Covenant House and Street to Home Foundation, which in turn will issue tax receipts. The homeowner retains the rest. See, this is good news. The society's website was soft launched Tuesday, which I don't know. What do you carry a soft launch in? A brown bag? It doesn't yet list any beds, but Axelson says it has already received a number of applications as well as one online donation. Quote here, "This is such a wonderful idea," said Jay Kim, the president of Street to Home, which provides funding programs to homeless shelters. "When you think about people who have a home, using their revenue not to make a quick buck during the Olympics, but to help people who are homeless, I think there is something poetic about that." I wonder what he's referring to there, poetic. "We thought it was a very interesting way to leverage what is going on with the city in terms of homelessness." Kim said that she didn't know how much money the program will raise for Street to Home, but said none of it will go to cover administrative expenses. Axelson said Home for the Games worked directly with Vanock Sustainability Department, which had access to the society's website and management tools. Vanock also said it is aware of the program and supports its efforts. There you go. Good news about the Olympics this week on Exquisite Corpse. Hey, thanks for joining us for that. It's good to hear some good news. So for more information, you can read Jeff Lee's Olympic blog at VancouverSun.com inside the Olympics. And once again, for more information on Home for the Games or this program, go to homeforthegames.com. There you go. All right. That was on cue too, wasn't it? So let's hear a message, which I can try to find through my I can't find anything. What am I going to do? So let's play this thing, and then I'll come right back.
Clothing, accessory, and industrial designers from across Canada will be previewing and selling new collections at Spend on Trend. Celebrating Canadian design, Spend on Trend runs from August 21st to the 23rd.
Scurry over to the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street, to stock your closet with exclusive Canadian fall fashions. Don't miss opening night on August 21st, which will feature a fashion installation show, wine, and music spun by DJ Brad Winter.
First 25 people in the door will receive a gift pack value over $50. For more information, visit www.spendontrend.com.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
All right, we've got new releases from, a re-release actually, from Charles Mingus. Mingus which I thought was very interesting. And another release here from Miles Davis we will get to now. And it's rare that I am able to play jazz that I enjoy, and we're going to do it now. Mingus, Charles Mingus, a re-release disc with very wonderful art on the cover. So, all right, let's move into that. We're going to hear a track called, Bird Calls. Let's hear Bird Calls. And once again, Charles Mingus from Mingus and Bird Calls. Be back with some Miles Davis.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Wow. Let's hear this.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sketches of Spain, this Miles Davis album we're about to hear, was the third collaboration after Miles Ahead in 1957 and Porgy and Bess in 1958 between Miles Davis and Gil Evans for Columbia Records, and reunited the charismatic trumpeter with Gil Evans following the 1959 recording of Kind of Blue. It is in these late 50s recordings that Miles Davis emerged as one of the supreme lyric expressive players in jazz, representing as well a high point in his career and the culmination, at least temporarily, of a decade-long artistic stylistic journey. Says, the centerpiece of the five tracks that comprise the original 1960 LP release of Sketches of Spain is Concierto de Aranjuez. That's a problem for me. Originally written for guitar and orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo in 1939, a masterpiece of its kind, it seemed tailor-made for Gil's and Miles' purposes and provided their inspiration for the album's all-Spanish Andalusian flamenco theme. There's some information for you from this re-release. Miles Davis, Miles Sketches of Spain, arranged and conducted by Gil Evans. This is the Legacy edition put out on Columbia and Legacy. More information at myspace.com/MilesDavis or legacyrecordings.com or miles-davis.com. One of those will find you more information, you know, on all that. So this is where I say goodbye. Thanks for listening to Exquisite Corpse. Remember, until next week, the future is bleak. Good night. Oh, the track. The track name is Seta. All right. Good night.